Welcome to the Food Lover's Dietitian. This is the first in a series of menu inspirations, and I'm hoping that they will inspire you to tweak your own foods that you love to create great meals and snacks using the meal planner from the Food Lover's Dietitian. You can download that in a handy PDF to keep on your phone or iPad by following the link in the blog post. So let's kick off and see, how do you use that Food Lover's Dietitian meal planner to create your meals and snacks during the day? And what I've done is I've chosen three meals and three snacks to cover. And so I've spread out the serves that are in the Food Lover's Dietitian's meal planner, the large carb, small carb, larger protein, smaller protein. There's actually three smaller carb. The five serves of vegetables, two serves of fats, two serves of fruits, and 2.5 serves of dairy. And I've spread those out in half serves and sometimes even quarter serves over the meals and snacks. Now, if you're not a three meals, three snacks person, you might add some of those snacks to your meal. So instead of having half a piece of fruit at breakfast, you might have a whole fruit with your breakfast cereal. So just see how you go, but this gives you lots of options, lots of ideas, and you'll just fit that into your plan pattern that you enjoy and the foods that you like as well. So after each meal and each snack today, I'm going to stop and update the meal planner check so that you can see how I'm adding to the serves gradually until I end up with those full serve day. I've also included some pro tips, some budget-friendly tips and family-friendly tips for those with larger appetites that you might be cooking for to help you as well. And so I'd love to also see how you use the meal planner to plan your day and your meals and snacks. So please do post on the Food Lover's Dietitian Facebook page some of your photos, and let's have a look at what everybody's doing and how they're using it, because these are just my ideas. These are the foods that I like to eat. I'd love to see what you like to eat, and you might inspire other people as well. So today I've got a few different ideas that I want to show you, and I'm kicking off with breakfast, which is porridge. Now, porridge is something that we're all familiar with, but look, I've made that look pretty special, the porridge, by layering with some yogurt on the top and some berries and garnishing it with mint. So please do have a look at the picture and see how I've used that. What I've done is I've taken a third of a cup of porridge oats, which is a larger carb serve. I've actually soaked it with a third of a cup of boiling water for a little while. I actually set that up before I jump in the shower and get ready for work. And after about 30 minutes, I add half a cup of low-fat milk, which is half a dairy serve. And I microwave the porridge in short bursts just to kind of like stop it overflowing in the bowl, because I tend to use the traditional oats rather than the quick oats. I prefer those. And so it has to be cooked for a bit longer, but in short bursts. But the soaking really helps. And actually, if I've got time, I like a really soft porridge. So sometimes I'll even add a bit more boiling water and cook it for a bit longer. So when it's nicely cooked, then I top the porridge with a dollop of yogurt, which is a quarter of a dairy serve, or would be about 2 tablespoons, and half a cup of fruits, which is half a fruit serve. And I also just use a pinch of flaked almonds, not many, and some fresh mint. On this kind of a porridge, a sprinkle of cinnamon would work well as well. Now, like I said, another pro tip, if you're not a morning snack eater but you prefer a larger breakfast, then use a bit more milk. Use that extra quarter of a serve from the morning snack and a bit less water on the oats when you're soaking it, and add more fruit on the top and more yogurt. So in the Food Lover's Dietitian Meal Planner, then after that breakfast, I can check off that I've used a larger carb, I've used a half a dairy of milk and a quarter of a dairy of yogurt and half a fruit. And then for the morning snack, what I've got there I really like this. This is one of those old-fashioned flummeries that you used to make with jelly and evaporated milk. So I've used the no-added sugar jelly here, the aeroplane diet jelly. And first of all, you dissolve the jelly crystals in just half a cup of boiling water. And then you whip that with a can of chilled evaporated skim milk. Now, one of my budget-friendly tips is if you don't have evaporated skim milk, is just to use skim milk powder and to mix it up double strength. So you'd use a third of a cup of skim milk powder to make up 375 mils of what would be like evaporated skim milk. Just make sure it's cold water. And then I garnish that flummery when it's set with some fruit, half a cup of fresh fruit. In fact, this recipe makes 6 serves of flummery, so you can use these for quite a few snacks. It lasts for a few days, and each time I'll add half a cup of fruit. Again, a pinch of flaked almonds and a bit of mint. So if I'm using it that way, I've actually used half a cup, a half a dairy serve and half a fruit serve for that morning snack. Another budget-friendly tip is to choose fruit in season, but you can also use fresh, poached, frozen or stewed, whatever takes your fancy, and any flavour of jelly. Then for lunch, this is just a formula that works with so many ways. Really, all I've done is take the small portion of protein, and which is a 40-gram serve of any lean chicken, fish or meat, canned fish or smoked fish, and I've put that over a couple of cups or 2 vegetable serves of salad vegetables, whatever I had that looked good. I usually like to put in a few canned baby beetroots, a little bit of roast pumpkin's always really nice as well, a bit of red onion, and then I dress that with a couple of teaspoons of my favourite salad dressing, and I've put a link in there to the recipe that I use for that. Now you can serve that with a slice of grain bread or half a cup of canned chickpeas or corn kernels or a mix of both, and that would be like a small carb serve, a smaller carb serve. And then I add an extra dollop of low-fat Greek yogurt, which would be a quarter of a dairy serve, and that's a complete lunch. You can use any kind of salad vegetables, any kind of lean chicken, meat, fish, or even an egg for that salad. My pro tip for that meal is that I cook extra chicken or meat when I'm preparing an evening meal and use that for my lunch salad the next day. If you've got people in your family with larger appetites, then you can just serve this salad with extra carb serves, smaller carb serves, a couple of those. Now, if we're looking at the meal planner checklist and seeing what we've used for that meal, we will have used a smaller carb, a smaller protein, a fat, and a quarter of a dairy. If you're using bread, you might use another serve of fat on the bread, another teaspoon of marge or butter, or a couple of teaspoons of pesto. Then in the afternoon, because I've only used one smaller carb serve at lunch, I haven't used 2 like you would in a sandwich. You'd use 2 slices of bread. I've only used 1, or I might have used chickpeas or corn instead of bread. Then I like to use that other smaller carb serve for an afternoon snack, because I'm really looking for something a bit substantial then. And rather than just getting a piece of grain toast and putting on some marge or butter and maybe a thin spread of jam, or maybe instead of that you might use a thin spread, a teaspoon of peanut butter, instead of doing that, which would be easy and we all know, but it's not that interesting, nor is it that filling. So I actually like to put a quarter of a dairy serve, or what I call my favourite cheesecake cream, which I've linked to in the post, the recipe. I use a tablespoon and a half of that, and I just sweeten it a little bit to taste. Actually, I'm a bit of a sweet tooth, so I use artificial sweetener and I make it quite sweet. But if it doesn't actually need sweetening, you just blend up some cottage cheese, or you can use smooth ricotta or even low-fat Greek yogurt as well, works well. And sweeten that to taste. I put that on the warm toast, and then I use half a serve of fruits on top. That could be berries, it could be a tropical fruit, but this time I've used half a red wine poached pear, and I've linked to the recipe in the post for that as well. I slice that thinly, and that's actually a really lovely snack. I cook several of those pears at a time in halves, and I freeze them, and I get one out at a time to use as a snack, or sometimes I'll put it with my breakfast as the fruit. And other fruit would also work well with this recipe. You could poach all sorts of fruit. Apples, stone fruit would work nicely too. Then for dinner, this is a really, I love this recipe. It's actually based on a Kerala fish curry from South India that I learnt on my last trip to South India when I was in Kochi and staying at the really gorgeous Brunton's Boatyard Hotel. And Neaton, who was the chef there, taught me to cook this mean moli or Kerala fish curry. Now, traditionally, it uses quite a lot of coconut oil or coconut and coconut milk, which is lovely. But gosh, on the meal plan, we just don't have that many serves of fat to be able to use that much. But I was very excited to find that I could actually just use 2 teaspoons of coconut oil to fry off the seed spices. And then I only needed a small amount of coconut milk to give it a full flavour. So I've linked to the recipe, and I serve this with half a cup of cooked basmati rice, which is a smaller carb serve. Also some kachumba salad, which is a cup of diced tomato, cucumber and red onion with fresh coriander and some lime juice through it. That's 2 vegetable serves. And some of my yogurt grater, I use 1/4 cup, which actually works out at 1/4 dairy serve of yogurt because there's quite a lot of vegetables in that too. And I've linked to my post for the grater recipe too. And then a couple of small poppadoms, which I've cooked in the microwave for a minute rather than in oil. That makes a lovely meal. In fact, that's actually a meal that you could serve if you were entertaining at home as well. So my pro tip for that recipe is to use a smaller amount of full-fat coconut milk for the flavour rather than trying to use the reduced fat version of the coconut milk, because it just doesn't have the full flavour that the other milk does, and you can get away with using less. Again, a family-friendly tip is to serve it with extra basmati rice for those larger appetites. So that is a lovely recipe to know and have in your collection. And in fact, for people that would like a vegetarian change to that, the chickpea and sweet potato version of that is equally as lovely as the chicken, the fish version. And so that's worth trying as well. Now, my last idea for the day is for the evening snack or a dessert. I like to have a break between dinner and dessert because it again it gives you time for your tummy to catch up and know whether you know how full or you are and how comfortable and whether you're looking for something a little bit more in the evening. And what I've done here is what I call my glamour fruit with cheesecake cream. It's the same cheesecake cream that we used in the afternoon. But instead of putting it on toast, I'm putting it as an accompaniment to some fresh berries. And I use this a lot. I've used, again, 1.5 tablespoons of that cheesecake cream and topped it on some blueberries, strawberries and kiwi fruit. But what I've done here is instead of just serving it in a bowl, I've put it in a cocktail glass, so it looks pretty special. And again, you could serve this if you were having people for dinner. It's really easy and it's spectacular, and it means that everybody goes home feeling light and comfortable as well. So that's 1/2 cup of fruit, or 1/2 fruit serve that I've used there, and 1/4 dairy. So if we're updating our Food Lovers Dietitian Meal Planner. We need to add a smaller carb serve from afternoon tea and half a fruit serve from afternoon tea and a quarter dairy serve from afternoon tea. At dinner, we've used the larger protein serve, the last smaller carb serve, a couple more vegetable serves, another quarter dairy serve, and we have used for the evening snack a half fruit serve and a quarter dairy serve. So along with the quarter dairy serve for the tea and coffee, that will be all the serves in the day used creatively over 3 meals and 3 snacks. Now, if you'd like to keep in touch and get the next menu inspiration post, which will be another 3 meals and 3 snacks, do sign up for the Food Lovers News, because then you're the first to know there's a new post and you never miss one. But I'd just love to see your photos of what you're cooking with the meal planner. So do download it and do link to the page where I've talked about how to use it. And please do post your photos on the Facebook page and have a look what everybody else is putting there too, and add your ideas as well. It's great. Let's get the conversation going and see how many different ways we can come up with to use that meal planner creatively and share our food loves there. So look forward to catching you again for the next menu inspiration, and enjoy those ideas. Bye.